The first wave of 36 of these members of the disaster medical assistance team gathered at the ticket counter, getting their last orders and encouragement before heading out. Billy Suya is a physician's assistant, ready to go help do whatever they need her to do in Texas.
I feel good. I'm excited, a little bit nervous. I'm ready to help, and I hope that we do them justice.
Commander Stephen Bott went after Hurricane Katrina to help with a U of U team. This is their first deployment of DMAT to a hurricane.
I'm super proud of these guys. I've been working with these guys for 10 years to build this mission capability, and you can see they're pretty excited to be going out.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio. 36 members of the disaster medical assistance team gathered at the ticket counter to get their last words of encouragement, get their bags checked, and get on the plane to Texas.
Probably within 24 hours, we'll have a mission assignment. I have no idea what our mission assignment is.
Dr. Stephen Bott is normally an anesthesiologist. He went to Hurricane Katrina to help in the days after that.
The folks here with the team are your local neighbors. Doctors and nurses and paramedics and EMTs and logistics support personnel.
Billy Suya is a physician's assistant from Park City, ready to go help in whatever way she can.
I was in the Army for 8 years, and so I've drilled, and I haven't been with the DMAT on a deployment yet. This will be my first.
Commander Bott says they will be told what to do once they get on the ground. They expect to be there for around 2 weeks. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.